The interaction was part of a facility tour of the committee. At the start of their three-day working visit to the Ashanti region, the members were conducted around the Eye Center, Accident and Emergency Center, Mother and Baby Unit, and the abandoned 900-bed maternity and child complex and the oxygen plant. The CEO of CAD, Dr. Ohinibba Dansu, noted that the Accident and Emergency Center was built to cater for and hold critically ill patients and the injured for a maximum of 48 hours before transfer to the wards. Patients remain in the center for days and in some cases weeks, thereby overstretching the facility. Dr. Ohinibba Dansu disclosed that the hospital's oxygen plant is presently able to produce only 10% of the total oxygen requirements of the hospital, compelling management to rely on private provider. Dr. Ohinibba Dansu was hopeful that construction of the new one-story mother and baby unit through the support of the First Lady, Mrs. Rebecca Ekufo-Addo, would be completed for use by the end of October this year. The chairman of the Parliamentary Committee on Health tells Radio Ghana that the committee considers the broken-down oxygen plant a serious issue which requires government's urgent attention. The ranking member, Joseph Yelechre, also entreated the government to consider a review of the capping policy for the health sector in order not to compromise healthcare provision in the country. Earlier, they had met and interacted with management of the Kumasi Metropolitan Assembly for a briefing on the assembly's healthcare interventions in the